sounding the alarm on cybersecurity. Dan Tehan, Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Cybersecurity, says the number of attacks are on the rise.
Business for cyber criminals is booming across the nation and it's impacting on all of us.
He says Australian businesses, individuals and the government are increasingly the target.
Cybersecurity is not just the domain of our intelligence agencies or our defence forces to protect against stolen secrets and cyber attacks. Cybersecurity is as relevant for mums and dads, small business owners and local communities to keep their data, their money and their identities secure.
A new report by the Australian Cyber Security Centre shows the number of cyber attacks spiked more than 15% over the past year, rising to 47,000 attacks across the country. The costs can be huge for businesses. Compromised email systems alone led to losses of $20 million in the past year. That's up from around $8.6 million the year before. And the Prime Minister's Special Advisor on Cybersecurity, Alistair McGibbon, says businesses aren't always targeted just for their money.
Largely it's to convert things into cash, but it's not always cash. Sometimes it's the intellectual property of a business that is very important to a foreign government or to a competitor business offshore.
In May, the ransomware attack named WannaCry wreaked havoc across the world, hitting major US companies and the British health system. Australia was spared the worst of that attack, but cybersecurity expert Craig Davies from the Australian Cybersecurity Growth Network warns there's no room for complacency.
The really important thing for Australian businesses when you see reports such as this is not to be frightened of it, but to look at it and go, so what am I doing? And am I doing the right things to protect my business and to create new opportunities for new solutions and products? That's how we're going to really get on top of these problems.
The government won't elaborate on how many of the attacks they believe are coming from foreign governments, but Alistair McGibbon says they are happening.
We certainly do see nation states being involved, not just attacking our own government systems, but also going after business systems as well.
An Army Reserve type volunteer program is being established for those with specialist cyber skills. And every Australian is being urged to follow simple tips, such as backing data up and changing passwords regularly.